B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, and our player today is from Air. Let's say hi to John. Good morning, John.
Hello, how you doing?
We're good. Tell us a little about yourself, John.
Well, I live in Air, born and raised. Work at a hotel in Cambridge, but right now we're not open, so it's kind of slow.
And you got time to play.
Through daily.
Yeah, and you have time to play Super Smart, obviously, because of that.
And I make time for it.
All right.
Love it. Would you say you play every day?
I try to every day.
How about that?
Look at that.
And then we got a player here. How do you typically do, John, out of 10?
7, 8. Some days LBF is really tough.
Oh, is she?
That's what my husband says.
All right. Let's play. You know how it goes. Get all 10 right. We'll give you $1,000, John. If you're not sure about a question, say pass. We'll get back to it if there's time. Here we go.
What year is it?
2020.
How many items in a baker's dozen?
13.
What does HBO stand for?
Home box office.
Who is Kurt Russell in a relationship with?
Goldie Hawn.
What fast food chain marketed a meat-scented cologne called Flame in 2008?
Burger King.
Where is Pennsylvania Station?
New York.
Lori Loughlin broke the law to get her daughter into what school?
USC.
Until 2008, what color was the center square on a standard Scrabble board?
Blue.
How many zeros are in the number 1 trillion?
12.
What is a group of apes called?
A group of what?
Apes.
Apes?
Yeah, apes like monkeys.
Oh gosh, apes. Pass.
That's the last one.
Last one.
Oh, with the buzzer.
Come on, goodness.
Jump. A what?
A goodness. What?
Wait, a group of apes? I don't know.
Shoot. I thought he had it, maybe.
Well, you were rolling. You got the first 7 right. You missed question number 8 about Scrabble.
Yep. But right. It was pink.
Yeah.
And what is a group of apes?
It was pink or blue, and I couldn't remember.
Right.
Right. Mm. And what is a group of apes called? A shrewdness.
Oh, man.
Would you have gotten that?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Wow.
You did good, though.
That was impressive.
Yeah, you had LBF sweating in her chair over there.
I was about to have to go into Bob's wallet and get some money.
bang out a check for $1,000. But that's okay, John. Hold your head high. Eight out of 10. Very good. And as a parting gift, we're going to give you a $100 Elements Massage gift card. How about that?
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yes. Love that.
I know.
You can use it or re-gift it. It makes a nice holiday gift.
It sure does.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yep.
Crossing somebody off the list.
That's right. Buy one, get one for 50% off now through December 31st. I believe that's New Year's Eve.
I think it is this year, yeah.
Thank you. Very good.
Yeah.
Check LBF, elementsmassage.com/New England. All right, John, thanks for playing and listening. We appreciate you, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Good guy.
Yeah, that was good.
Man,
you're getting nervous?
Yeah, a little nervous in the service.
Why? I love giving away money. Just
yeah, the boss loves
rain.
That. Oh, boy. He was really good. So there you go. If you want to play Super Smart, and if you think you are as smart as John here, go for it. Go to WROR.com.
Yeah, you can register, and then you can practice because there's today's multiple choice quiz for you to play.
Yeah, you stumped him on a group of apes. Group of apes.
Brian's guess was funny earlier.
Which is?
I said, what's a group of apes called? He said, a morning show?
Yes, a good one.
Good one.
That's all you can hope for.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.